Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf of Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation discussion of Shmuel's halacha, Rakik Einem Mait Bechaloin. A person sealed a window with a thin cracker that cannot become tame, such as it was Nilosh B'mei Peris, kneaded with fruit juice, which does not achieve a Hechsher Tumma. Nevertheless, the Rakik cannot prevent the Tumma from passing through, because as Rashi explains, Kimin the Roh L'Achila L'Mavata L'Hasim Den Havik Mechitza. Since the cracker is somewhat edible and still has use, it is assumed that he will remove it from there and was not mavatl it and is therefore not a valid sealant. The Mishnah's halacha of layamir adim tana b'teich habayis elam kein yesh al gabav goiva arba amas. A person may not place an oven in the first floor of a shared house unless there was a distance of 4 amas above the oven until the ceiling, and ba'aliyah tzarich she'etacht of meziba shleish tefachim. If he wants to place the oven on the second floor of a shared house, in addition to the 4 amas above the oven, it also requires a layer of plaster of 3 tefachim thick on the floor below the oven. The machlekes tanakama v'Reb Shimon regarding vim hizik, if these precautions were taken and the oven nevertheless caused damage to the neighbor, whether the owner is obligated to compensate him or not. The Mishnah's halacha of lo yiftach odem chanos shal nachtoimim mishal tzavon tachas etzar shal chaveroi v'le refes bakar. One may not open a bakery or a dyer's facility or a stall for animals under his neighbor's storage room because the fumes are detrimental to his neighbor's produce. However, im haisa refes kedemes la'itza mutter, if the stall was made before the storage room, the stall is permitted. The Gemara's question if the room was only designated for storage before the stall was made, but there was no produce stored inside yet, whether the stall is permitted or not.